My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football team's got a bright future, we know that. It is probably time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of this show is going to take good care of you in doing that. They are the law firm, Kondori & Murad. They'll help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their entire estate planning attorney group today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We'll give away Caps tickets in 1 hour. By the way, they play tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, hello there.
Trying to get their first win of the season. Ovi trying to get goal number one. He needs 41 to chase down Wayne Gretzky this season. We'll preview that game before we get out of here. But right now, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We welcome onto the show a guy that we love chatting with. It's been a couple of football seasons since we had him on, though. Trey Wingo of the DraftKings Network joins us now. Trey, it's Grant and Danny in D.C. Good to have you back on. How you been?
Oh, Grant, Danny, always good to be with you guys. Good to be with the people in the district area. Shout out to the 7 car. How are we doing, guys?
We are good, my friend. It's rarefied air around here. We're not used to this. We're sort of confused how to act in the picture. We don't do it with our hands. Like, what, I mean, it was one of my pocket. Am I, like, stroking my chin at this point? We're good. It feels like it's real, right?
Absolutely. And just think about how quickly things have changed here, right? Not only did we finally get rid of the stench of Daniel Snyder with competent leadership and ownership, then we get we hit on the right quarterback, and I thought you brought in the right head coach. You know, I did a lot of stuff for DraftKings Network on the pregame power-up, which is Monday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock Eastern. A lot of radio interviews asking me about which team do you think can go from worst to first this year, and I said I really like the idea that it could be the Commanders because – historically, nobody repeats in this division, and the Cowboys have proven that to be the case. They lost 7,000 to 2 again on Sunday, and so they're out. The Eagles have their coach who'd rather chirp with his home fans instead of focusing on a much-needed win. The Giants are awful, so why not the Commanders? And I think I'm feeling pretty good about my assessment of them right now.
Trey Wingo on G&D talking about the first place 4-2 Commanders. All that's standing between them and 5-2 is the Carolina Panthers now. What do
Go
you
ahead.
Make?
Book it. 5-2. Book it.
It feels like it, right? What do you make of the Daniels rookie campaign to this point?
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I've known Jaden a long time. I remember when he was a freshman starting at Arizona State for my good friend Herm Edwards. And Herm was like, this kid's got something. Now he has to develop and has to learn. But he has that quality that you want in all of these guys that are great. And that's why he started as a freshman at Arizona State and got a couple of huge wins for them, including some big ones on the road. And then when it all fell apart, went to LSU and won the Heisman. My only concern was he was a little slight. And, you know, so far that has not proven to be the case. But, you know, he got to the best 4-game start in terms of completion percentage since the AFL-NFL merger of 1970. that's how good he's been. And obviously, a game a couple of weeks ago, he wasn't statistically great, but he still made all the throws. And they just ran into a pretty good Baltimore Ravens team that I think, when it's all said and done, is probably going to be the biggest challenge to the Chiefs out of the AFC. So I really like Jaden. I think he has he can make every throw, but more importantly, he has the composure. He has that thing that you want natural leaders to have, and people feed off of that.
Trey Wingo with us here on G&D. So let's go into their place at the table, right? So if this division is down, which I think we all kind of agree it is, I kind of was holding out hope. It's not real hope because I hate Philadelphia. I hope they lose every game they ever play forever. But just in terms of predictions, I thought, okay, maybe this group will get their act together. But for the NFC, Minnesota, great start. Detroit's good. Green Bay has showed pretty well. Tampa is good. They already beat Washington. San Francisco is reeling. Where does Washington stand in the NFC to you? I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but how many teams, I guess, would you say, you know what, I think they're better than Washington?
Well, here's what I would say in the about the NFC in general. You're asking me who do I think is legitimate at this point in the season. I feel really good about Detroit. Detroit has the things we're talking about. They have a culture. They know who they are. They have an identity. They feed off their coach. They respect their coach. The players respect what he's trying to do. So I would absolutely at this point put Detroit at number one. Now, I would say to you, 1 through 53 roster-wise, San Francisco probably has the best roster in all of the NFL, but they've just been beset with injuries, and they have some issues they've got to work out. We don't know what's going on with Christian McCaffrey. And then I would put, you know, look, Minnesota's been a great story, but I'm not completely sold on Minnesota. I would lump in Washington with Minnesota, Green Bay, and Philadelphia in that next level. There's something not right in Philadelphia. You know, I said it before the season and people thought I was crazy. You know, Sirianni has got to grow up. Like, you know, when they won the Monday night game last year, he's got to stop acting like a 12-year-old. When they won the game Monday night in Kansas City last year, he walked off the field saying, "Kansas City fans, see ya. We don't hear your crap anymore." No, bro, winning a regular season Monday night game is not the same as blowing a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. So let's bring you back to reality. And then during that Super Bowl, remember, Super Bowl 57, he's out there, you know, pretending on a long delay like it's a first down, and his quarterback, who's 10 years his junior, had to say, "Hey, put your arm down. Calm down. Act like an adult." So I think there are real issues in Philadelphia. So I don't know what to make of them. I would put the Commanders right in the mix, right behind those top two teams.
What about the NFC South, where Tampa Bay and Atlanta are both 4-2? It seems like New Orleans is taking on water right now. But the Falcons beat the Bucs and have the tiebreaker for the moment. They got outplayed in that game, if you look at some of the metrics. Like they won in overtime on an amazing walk-off. Who wins that division, and who do you think is better?
It's hard for me to buy into Atlanta because of, you know, history. But, you know, they're playing pretty well, and I don't know what Kirk's going to be in the postseason. I'll just be honest with you about that. I think I like Tampa a little bit more. I like the redemption story of Baker a lot. You know, a lot of these guys aren't Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud or Patrick Mahomes when they're drafted, right? Sometimes it takes a little while for the recipe to bake, and, you know, you got to marinate a little while. Same thing with Sam Darnold and the thing he's doing in Minnesota. So Baker has found a home on his fourth team, and Swaggy Baker is the best version of Baker. You know, they asked him after the game last week, "Did you see the Texas fans or the Texas players planting your jersey after the Texas OU game and then putting the flag on it?" And his response was, "Well, I'm a kid from Austin who beat Texas twice the last two times I played him, so I guess I'm living rent-free in their head." That's the Baker that Tampa Bay needs. And he's been that guy this year. So I would lean towards Tampa Bay in that situation.
Trey, we just saw Baltimore here probably play their best game of the season as they, you know, they're ascending offensively. They're awesome. Defensively, I thought they played pretty well. They're not great there yet, but, you know, it's not what we're used to seeing with the Ravens. But give me your assessment of them and what's their ceiling.
I think that there are three teams in the league that know exactly who they are. And those three teams to me are the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Ravens. Like, there's an identity, there's a culture. They know exactly who they are and what they can be. Like, the Ravens want to play bully ball, get a lead on you, and then wear you out, right? But here's the entire list of teams in the history of the NFL that have started the season outrushing their first six opponents by at least 100 yards. The 2024 Ravens, that's it. They know who they are. It took them a while. Like, the first two games, they really weren't using Derrick Henry that much. in the opening game loss to Kansas City and the loss at home to the Raiders, which looks like it's such a head-scratcher now. But I do believe that they are – the problem for the Ravens, guys, is that we've seen this before in the regular season, right? And it's kind of the same thing for Buffalo, like, and they just made a big trade to get Amari Cooper. But they can do all these things in the regular season, and people will be like, yeah, but show me in the postseason, right? Because that's what it's going to be. I mean, Lamar's won two MVPs. They've had home field advantage on several occasions, and they haven't, in the Lamar Jackson era, been able to get through that thing. They, you know, the Ravens with Lamar as their starter in the postseason are 2-4. So all these things are going great in the regular season. We're going to have to see it when it matters most, and that's my concern for Baltimore.
Trey Wingo, DraftKings Network, with us here on Grant and Danny. Did the Jets wait too long to get Davante Adams? They're now 2-4, lost to the Bills last night. Or do you think they still got a chance to rally in the AFC East?
Well, listen, a couple of things. First of all, I think that 9-8 might get you the 7th seed, right? So they're 2-4. So if they're going to go 9-8, they've got to go 7-4 down the stretch, and they've got some winnable games. But this move for Davante Adams, I think, makes them a little better, but I think it creates as many problems as it solves. Okay, let's be honest. They're not the New York Jets. They're the New York Aarons. This MF-er can do whatever he wants. They have given him the entire franchise to him, and it's in a kind of embarrassing way, right? Because he's going to be 41 this year, and is he coming back next year? And they have 28 players on an expiring contract, and they've just taken Davante Adams, and to make the deal happen, they absorbed all the salary. The Raiders don't have to pay him anything. So they are all in on Aaron Rodgers being their savior. And Aaron Rodgers is as much of a problem as anybody else on the Jets, okay? This is two straight games in a row. He's thrown a game-sealing interception. The one thing you could say about Aaron his entire career, he was interception-averse to a fault almost. And now he's been the reason, or one of the reasons, they have lost two straight games. They've lost three in a row, but he's one of the reasons. So you can make it. He was awful in the game against Denver too, right? So here's the thing that I find hilarious about the Jets. By the way, the 30 for 30 on the 2024 Jets is going to be must-see TV because they have ceded everything to this guy who's going to be 41. The Jets last year through six games had scored 113 points and were 3-3 with Zach Wilson. Hall of Famer, first ballot, no doubt, Aaron Rodgers comes in. The Jets have scored exactly the same points and have a worse record. This is what happens when you give one guy control of the entire franchise. And they can say whatever they want about Aaron Rodgers didn't have any input on the firing of Robert Saleh. Woody Johnson has never fired a head coach midseason before. He fired him a week ago today, last Tuesday. And Monday night, he acknowledged he had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers. But they didn't talk about the firing of Robert Saleh. You guys ever see the movie JFK with Kevin Costner?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, when Joe Pesci's character is trying to explain why he was doing all these things, and Kevin Costner's character says, "I'm sorry, but I simply find your story not believable." Like, I don't believe any of that. And Joe Pesci says, "Which part?" And he says, "All of it." I don't buy anything the Jets are selling. Now, Devontae and Aaron will have a rhythm. They'll have chemistry, but at what cost? Because now you're taking Garrett Wilson, who was the offensive rookie of the year last year in the AFC, and knocking him down a peg. And he was that with Zach Wilson. You have an asset that you want to hang on to in Garrett, and now you've knocked him down the peg, and you're wondering, okay, well, what happens to me? Look, Devontae will make Aaron Rodgers feel better, but I have absolutely no idea if it's going to be enough to make the Jets better than what they are, which is, let's be honest, kind of a joke.
Trey Wingo with us here on G&D. What about their opponents last night, Buffalo? They make a move for Amari Cooper, on the heels of this Davante Adams thing. They're in first place, and they just upgraded a little bit.
Yeah, they needed to do that. I mean, you go back and look at the last two games before last night, you know, against the Ravens where they got blown out of the building. Josh was 16-29 for under 200 yards. The week before, he was 9-30. Like, 9-30, guys. That's hard to do unless – if you're not playing the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens – you should never see 9-30 from a quarterback the level of Josh Allen. So they had to do something because they had a whole new cast I do think they'll figure it out. They'll find some rhythm. Their defense isn't nearly as good as it was last year. But, you know, the thing about Josh, which I really like, is that he has now gone 8 straight games without an interception. That's the longest stretch of his career. And we're talking about a guy, since he became the starter, nobody had more turnovers, fumbles, or interceptions than Josh Allen. So I think this is a really smart move by them. I think it's their division to win. You know, Miami says Tua's coming back, but when he comes back, will they be too far down to even matter? So I do think Buffalo still is the team to beat in the AFC East.
Trey Wingo on Grant and Danny. Information is always fantastic. Trey, we appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. And don't forget, check out the pregame power-up Monday and Thursday, 6 o'clock Eastern on DraftKings Network.
We will check it out. DraftKings Network making Trey Wingo possible for us here on The Fan. You remember him from his days on ESPN hosting NFL Live. Good to spin around the NFL with him. You agree with me, though, that we're trending in the right direction from an entertainment standpoint for the NFL trade deadline? Forever, it was just talking about the sport like it was basketball. I think this guy could end up there. You know what would be a great fit for this team is this wide receiver. Mm-hmm. What if this defensive end who's getting all these sacks on a bad team ends up with this one hole getting filled for this one team that needs a pass rusher? It never worked like that for years and years and years. But we're getting closer and closer. And I've always asked everyone behind the scenes on the show, why can't it be like basketball, like hockey, where trades that just make sense happen? Team that needs a receiver gets the receiver. Teams that are bad sell off. There was never really a good answer. It's happening, though, and today we've seen 2 blockbuster receiver deals.
Yeah, it's almost like a cultural thing, and I don't have a better word than culture, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just not done in the NFL. It never was. A lot of stuff wasn't done in the NFL. You know, if somebody was in a coma from 1985 till right now, and they'd wake up and they're watching an NFL game, they go, what the hell is this? First of all, why can I see it so clearly? Second of all, why is everyone in shotgun all the time? Third of all, why is the quarterback running? And why can't you hit that receiver? And what the hell is all, what's a 2-point conversion? I mean, everything is different. And it took a while, but it sort of became that last bit of kind of common sense, that wall got knocked down a little bit to a degree. So you're right. It's teams that, I think because football was built, I had so many theories as to why this was this way, but one of them to me was football was built, coached, played, sort of passed down as like the ultimate macho Oklahoma drill, bull in the ring kind of sport. You know, they used to say, get your bell rung. That's a concussion, dude. He needs to go see a neurologist. But because of that, admitting that you're not good, even when everybody can see that you're not good, was just the non-starter. We compete right now. We compete. You had to do that. You had to talk about getting low and firing off and beating the man. The low man wins and wrestle your guy in the dirt and eat his kneecap. You couldn't ever just go, actually, it's pretty unreasonable. We could bend for a lot more. We're already going to be bad with him, so why don't we get better without him? You see what I'm saying? Let's get future assets. And no one would do it. Now it makes so much, it's always made so much practical sense. I think now that wall has been broken down.
One more name to keep in mind that could be traded imminently is Hassan Reddick, who has changed agents in the last couple of days. He now is represented by Rosenhaus Sports and Drew Rosenhaus. He got fired.
Yeah, I was going to say, his agency fired him, which is interesting.
Just said, you're dragging us down.
Uh-huh.
We look worse because of you.
Yeah, we like having players that want to play football.
So they moved on from him, and now he still isn't reporting to the Jets, but he has been given permission to seek a trade. So if you need a pass rusher, you need someone coming off the edge, and Washington does, but no thank you on that front. I mean, if you haven't shown up for work and you're not interested in just going and proving yourself, I'm not interested in you. But there's probably going to be a team, I would think, that takes the bait there and tries to bring him aboard. Other NFL news to tend to today includes in Pittsburgh, where it sounds like a quarterback change is in the works for a 4-2 team. Justin Fields could be benched for Russell Wilson. We'll get into that. I also want to talk about what happened for the Washington Nationals 5 years ago today. You are listening to Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In a half hour, we'll give away tickets to the Capitals on Halloween night. They're playing Montreal. You got to be listening right here on The Fan if you want those tickets. Remember, Austin Eckler gives us trusted insight today. Our trusted insider presented by IT Cadre. That's at 5 o'clock in 90 minutes right here on The Fan. 5 years ago today, October 15th, 2019, on this radio program, the NFL backseat, the Commanders, who were then called the Redskins still, irrelevant on this radio program on that day. Danny, we were spending 4+ hours in midday in 2019 talking about the Washington Nationals punching their ticket to the World Series.
Dude, the World Series. I looked at not even apropos of anything. I looked at that video the other night, just going through my old Instagram. It's up in the press box. This actually the auxiliary room, the spillover, because it was so packed, you know, with reporters and
I was going to say, we
peoples.
So the press box is level 5.
Uh-huh.
It's really level 89. It's the highest
place 205
that's ever been. Like, if you were at the top of the Empire State Building, next to Nationals Park, you'd be even with the press box.
Mm-hmm.
But right above the press box is where they call the games from. That's uh-huh. The Charlie and Dave booth and the, you know, the Bob Carpenter booth. We had a little auxiliary booth where we were staged and set up to do a lot of our broadcasting that day that we watched the game from.
Yeah, sort of turned sideways and like my neck hurt afterwards. I didn't care. That first inning, when they're up 3-0, three games down against St. Louis, Patrick Corbin throwing as hard as he ever has, just dealing, struck out, like, I think, double digits through five innings, kind of, you know, maybe burned a little bit too bright and ran out of gas at one point, but they scored a million runs, and it was just this party. It was this coronation, and I videoed that last out, that fly out to center field, and the pandemonium, watching Ryan Zimmerman and Anthony Rendon meet right at the pitcher's mound and then embrace, and sort of scanning around and watching these guys that had gone through the worst start you can imagine for a World Series contender, who had ripped off every win that you had to win, and including comebacks for down seven runs against the Mets in the ninth inning, and everything under the sun, had just won the National League Championship Series. They didn't exist. I wanted them to exist when I was a kid. That's all I wanted. A team that I could go to games in my home city. And they're going to the World Series, dude. I'll never forget it.
Game four of the 2019 LCS, as they pulled off the sweep at home, was actually on the 14th, so this would have been 5 years ago last night. Today was the day that we celebrated all over town that there would be a World Series game played in Washington, D.C. And in fact, the way the schedule worked out, there were three of them in a row, games three, four, and five, played here in D.C. We won't talk about the results.
It's not important.
Of any of those games.
That's not important.
Because Washington was 4-0 in Houston, and they won the World Series, and that's what matters. But this was the clinching moment, with Victor Robles in center field making the catch, garnering the out to send the Nats to the World Series.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
What a time to be alive. It feels simultaneously like a week and 38 years ago. I don't know how both can be true. I'm going to lean toward 38 years ago right now, though. That feels like a long, long time ago as a baseball fan.
Yeah, I'll go through it. That first inning where they scored, what was it, seven runs, I think, ultimately? Trey Turner, Phillies. Adam Eaton, retired. Anthony Rendon, worst contract in sports, possibly, for the Angels. Juan Soto, Yankee. Howie Kendrick, retired. Ryan Zimmerman does some occasional broadcasting for the team. Victor Robles in center field plays for Seattle.
By the way, stunk here for years and years and years, and then they got rid of him, and he immediately became an all-star with the Mariners.
Yeah, Yan Gomes gets a base hit in that inning.
Yan
Gomes is here. Patrick Corbin, sack punt. They don't have pitchers hit anymore. Trey Turner, Philadelphia, Adam Eaton. Inning ends with a bullet line out to shortstop. That was that first inning. Like, everything is so different then.
The best. Brian Anderson on the call, Turner Sports. Danny sleeps on Brian Anderson. Ryan sleeps on Brian Anderson. And especially you, Darius.
Especially Darius?
Especially you.
Mm. Don't you dare do that. How dare you?
How good is Brian Anderson?
As far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest.
He's like, really good.
I love that. I love those sounds.
Yeah.
World Series is happening in Washington, dude.
Bring those back. But that was 5 years ago last night. I posted a video, if you want to go check it out, at Grant H. Paulson. Of that moment. And that was like almost every other memory from the end of any of those games, clinchers. Dan Hudson on the hill, who, speaking of how much the world has changed, he's still pitching.
Still pitching.
Crazy. My buddy played with him at Old Dominion. They were both freshmen together. He's just an old guy like me. He's a year older than me. My boy Joe. And so Joe texted me like two nights ago, watching Dan Hudson slam the door in game one. He's like, Huddy, like exclamation point.
Still
like,
around, man.
Can you believe three Tommy Johns or whatever it is later, just gassing it up at 97, Dan Hudson still doing work?
So much about that, just real quick, pitching-wise. How about Anibal Sanchez, like a perfect game deep
Danny
into the ballgame?
Danny's diving so deep into this box score, he just can't help himself.
I can't stop, dude. And remember,
what happened in the 2-1 count in the fourth?
Well, I'll tell you. Speaking of Dan Hudson, by the way, remember he wasn't at the first game? Birth of his child, so Sean Doolittle closes. No problem.
You know what you sleep on about that?
Huh?
Was Jeff Passan, who's the greatest baseball writer in America, and probably, if I'm being honest, the best sports writer in America with ESPN. Do you know why I'm bringing him up?
That Jeff Passan guy?
No, Jeff Passan went to the hospital with Huddy and his wife. It's like I don't know how he got wind of it or how good writers do stuff like this, but he found out that Dan Hudson was going to miss the beginning of the series because he was having a baby. And it became, I don't want to say a controversy of like, really, dude? The NLCS? You're like, you're going to miss these games? Okay. I guess you only have a baby a couple times, but whatever. But anyway, then Passan has this story about the flights to and from and driving to the hospital. And he was like in the hospital with the couple. Do you remember that?
I do now that you mention it. Yeah. He's like, you know, okay, squeeze this. Here's some ice chips. He's like helping out, you know?
Exactly. It's wild.
Then Scherzer in the twilight, in the shadows against Adam Wainwright. He was ridiculous. And then here's a break for St. Louis. Strasburg shoving. Like, they had no chance. As soon as they got out of that division series, man, they turned into that buzzsaw. God, awesome. So great.
Before we get back to football.
I know.
While we are just...
I'm just so happy about
we're bathing in a little baseball. And before you dive deeper into the box score with, like, what happened in the 2-2 pitch in the fourth inning? Juan Soto last night, my guy. Little bomb in the ALCS.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I hate using the, like, the he's an ex, and it's like seeing the girl, because it's such an obvious kind of cliched way to describe the feelings. But I am super conflicted with Juan Soto because, first off, I love him so much. All I want is good things for him. So for him to go win another World Series would make me so happy. I know he's a Yankee, but I just want good things for the guy with the best smile who's just a mensch and a good dude and a great player. But also, there is something to the one that got away when you just know she's perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she gives to charity, and she was so nice, and she made you better, and she was a great student, and she was a wonderful, you know, mom, and all, whatever else it was, right? And you know she's living her best life. She's so happy.
She don't need you.
And she's still the best. Like, she does everything better than everyone else.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's like watching Juan Soto, knowing we were happy once. Now you're better off without me.
Yeah.
That's the tough part, is that you're better off without me. It's just a humbling
You got those
feeling.
Wings out and you're soaring a little bit, aren't you?
It's like to tell the truth Monday mm-hmm. or Friday or whatever
Tuesdays.
Day that is.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, because I know that you know that I know. You don't need me to be happy.
Right.
I need you to be happy.
Yep.
But you don't need me.
That's right.
This was ALCS bomb for Juan Soto last night. Like, he was still wearing a Nats jersey, turns on it, that uppercut swing. He does the, like, toe clicking bit that he does, rounding third. Miss you. Love you.
Cobb deals a 2-1. Soto, a high drive. Right center field, wind beating it up, and it's going to defy the wind. A home run by Soto. Towering drive, piercing that wind coming in. Juan Soto puts the Yankees on the board in the third inning.
You don't know who that was on the call.
Brian Anderson?
You sleep on Brian Anderson.
Number one, they're going to the World Series.
Ryan sleeps on Brian Anderson.
Number two, they're either going to play the other dumb New York team.
And especially Darris sleeps on Brian
Or
Anderson.
The Dodgers. Like, this is not a great playoff scenario. By the way, it's not much fun to
Yankees,
hate watch these teams.
Mets, Dodgers.
Yeah, it's like, are the overdogs available? Let's bring them up.
Come on, Guardians.
Here we go.
Come on, Cleveland.
Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan and maybe a little Lane Thomas. Help.
Juan Soto, man.
Juan Soto, dude.
You want him to win.
No. Plays the Yankees. My hatred for the Yankees overwhelms any joy I get. Juan Soto has a World Series. He's going to make $1 trillion in free agency.
Your hatred for the Yankees outweighs your love for Juan Soto.
Yes. I have a dark heart when it comes to sports. Like, I love Trey Turner. He never did anything wrong. Plays the Phillies now. I hope he goes 0-7,000.
Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Turner's cute and fun. That's a neat little thing. He ain't Juan Soto.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he's Trey Turner. Like, if you go to a team that I hate, that's enough. That's the end of your success for me.
I think what I need is your love for Juan Soto to supplant your hatred for a team that doesn't matter in another league.
Can never do it.
That's where I'm at here.
Can never do it. They are the darkness. They built the Death Star, and after it got blown up, they learned from their mistakes, and they built another one.
They don't win anymore, so who cares?
They win plenty.
They've won once since 1999, I think.
They win 97 games a year, and they just sort of, if one signing doesn't work, doesn't matter, we'll just sign somebody else.
They're just irrelevant.
They're pretty relevant. They're going to the World Series.
They're in the American League. They won in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Was barely out of high school.
Now, if you can make all
that,
of those.
They hadn't won since I was in elementary school.
Now, here's the deal I make with you, in all sincerity. If you can give me back those 4 years where all the backwards hat Yankee bandwagon dude bros that yelled all the time at me and everyone else that was like just trying to live their lives. If you can give me back that time, I'll get on board with you.
That's what I love about the Yankees. There is a Cowboys element to them that doesn't really get talked about, where they never actually win anything meaningful. Now, again, 2009, they won a championship, so that's kind of the difference between them and the Cowboys in that regard. But they are Kardashian-esque. You know, they are famous for being famous in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they had that run, of course, in the 90s after Derek Jeter flied out to right, and the person who should not be named robbed the fly ball from Tony Tarasco.
Oh, Jeffrey Mayer.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
So, never forget, Jeter flew out to right, and they won that series because
I haven't forgotten.
Well, but you're cheering for him now, so you embrace
them. I'm cheering for Juan Soto.
Hey, big Yankee fan over there. You and Ryan can do a podcast. So, what was the point of that? I lost my train. That's not important.
You were just...
I hate the Yankees. That's
I think you were busy besmirching my character.
No, I just hate the Yankees, but you love them. So go Yanks, right?
biggest Yankees fan you know.
Look, I hope Juan gets it. Yeah. Who else gets it, though? They wear pinstripes and they can't have mustaches.
Taste of Clary's medicine here. Mm-hmm. Let's talk Steelers quarterback situation and then give you a double play next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. You're listening to The Fan. We're giving out Caps tickets in about 15 minutes. Welcome back to Grant and Danny. The Steelers are reportedly giving Russell Wilson first-team reps today. Sounds like they could be trending towards starting him in their Sunday night game against the Jets. New York's very good defensively. Got off to a slow start last night, but over the last, frankly, 3 years, really since they hired Robert Saleh, they've been the best defense in the National Football League. So it'll be a tough assignment either way. Here's where I'm at on the Steelers quarterback situation. I don't think either one is good. I think we know at this point that Justin Fields is a bad passer, and we know that Russell Wilson is washed. I just think that Fields gives you more good because he can run and make plays and because the defense has to account for him running. He helps your running game because of that. He helps you with making plays out of the pocket. So because of that, I would just lean toward him, and I'm surprised they're going with Russell Wilson, but Tomlin seems to be making the decision to at least give Wilson a shot.
Yeah, it's strange to me. If you're 2-4, make the switch. I don't get why now. I know the offense hasn't put up great numbers and points and things, but do you expect that to switch with Russell Wilson at the helm? I certainly don't. To me, you already said it. I'm basically going, my defense is so good, I'll try to ground and pound and hope my guy makes one explosive, awesome play. That's what Fields is good for, right? You're down in, down out. Drop back and be a surgeon. He's not going to do that. But again, neither is Wilson. I'm going to have one highlight play where he runs, from one side of the field to the other side of the field, throws off his back foot, hits somebody downfield. Maybe I get a touchdown. That's their best chance of winning is defense, special teams, and one magical play from a playmaking quarterback. Well, that's who's playing. I don't get this one.
Yeah, your boy doesn't get it either. And I'm not going to get it, I don't think. We'll see. Maybe they feel like Wilson's a better fit in that offense. It'll be able to give him more just protecting the football and not making mistakes. But even though I've never been a Fields guy, I just think he presents more problems for a defensive coordinator. And if I'm a DC, I'd rather play Wilson because I know he's not very good, but I know exactly where he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Fields isn't very good, but I never know where he's going to be. It just seems like that's harder to prepare for. Let's get to your double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
Do this one quick, GP. I know you got a nice one waiting in the wings. A lot of folks have sent us this video. I'm at Funny Dandy Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. I'm sure you saw this. The Ravens fan post game on the street that apparently is quite literally looking for someone to beat up. Like that seems to be the agenda where he's trying to find somebody to fight wearing a Washington jersey. Two guys are kind of standing there, either getting an Uber or doing who knows what's happening, but it's incredibly graphic. The guy rolls up, beats them both up. He's a big, strong dude, obviously. And it now sounds as if there is punishment coming. They've identified the person and, there is repercussions to be had, certainly. But this is like scary stuff here. I don't know another way around that where you're kind of going, just trying to leave, trying to go home, or maybe I'm going somewhere else to a restaurant. Who knows? And this dude just rolls up because you're wearing a different colored shirt and says, now's the time for me to probably beat both of these guys up. It is like a jaw-dropping video I've watched a thousand times.
Yeah, he's a despicable human being, and I hope he goes to prison. That's number one. Number two, we are in an era where idiots, for some reason, being shown on video, hitting people, punching people, hurting people, like, goes viral. And, like, everybody wants to see that, you know, whether it's World Star Hip Hop or some of these sites and accounts where it's like, follow me, I've got all the fights at the stadiums. How about, no, I won't be following you. I don't know why, but this is where we are, where people want to give attention to these losers. But, yeah, that's where we are. The good news is, based on this guy looking at the camera after he cold-cocked what was a very inebriated, clearly, Commanders fan, like, walking down the street, Sunday night, got out of a bar. He just gets punched in the jaw, dropped. The other guy gets kicked and thrown against a wall and thrown to the ground and beat up. This guy, like, looks into some camera and says, I don't lose. And based on that split second, people were able to identify him. They, in mass, and I normally hate cancel culture and let's get this guy fired and ruin his life. This guy seems like he sucks. So in this case, I'm not going to stop anybody. I'm not going to participate, but I'm certainly not stopping anybody. So they went to his company. They found out who the guy was. By the end of the day, all of the web pages at different schools that he belonged to and lacrosse teams he played for it were gone. You couldn't find them. And the company said he no longer worked there. He'd been fired. And I hope he gets arrested. I haven't heard an update, but...
Yeah, it looks like assault.
I'm not an expert, but yeah. Arrested and hopefully go to jail. The fewer of these people walking around, the better.
Yes.
This
is just a menace.
You may have redeemable qualities. Mm-hmm. I can't pretend based on the... You know, a video snapshot of your life to know everything about you. But someone who would walk around and just to do it, just punch someone in the face, potentially break their jaw, you know, ruin their next couple of months, beat a couple people up, you're a loser. And I have no patience or tolerance for you whatsoever. So nothing but bad things, ideally, in the near future for whoever that guy is.
I think that's on the way.
And I don't know, I don't care if you're a Ravens fan or a Commanders fan or whose jersey you were wearing it as. This is not like a DC Baltimore thing.
Yeah, I'm not doing like, you see what Ravens fans do? Not at all. Just this was what happens to be.
This is, you're a deplorable human being and one of the all-time jackasses I've ever seen before, and you can kick every rock. So that's kind of where I'm at on that.
Yeah, well said.
People keep sending it to me like, what do you think about this?
And I'm
like,
I think it's very bad.
I'm not engaging on this. Right. I don't want to give this person 1 ounce of attention.
So I'm not saying his name. I'm not trying to give anybody credit
I'm not
for anything.
Judging
but
you.
Yeah.
No, totally. Now that we're talking about it, like, that guy sucks the most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is just, I don't know what else to say. Like, there are really bad people, and I want those people to not get to do bad things anymore.
Yep.
However, we got to do that, right? This is completely inappropriate.
Yeah, we're at lose your privileges 30 for this guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's what time it is to me.
It is time for my double play. Got a wacky bit for you. Danny might not love this one. So, based on some friends over at Fox 5, I believe my kids are going to be in a Commander's fashion show tomorrow. On local
very,
television.
Very different double plays today, by the way.
Yes.
Contrasting.
I'm going to be watching them tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, I think, on Fox 5. My wife and kids are, I believe this is the plan, they're going to be in a fashion show with their Commander's gear. I think somebody had heard that my son got a Jaden Daniels jersey.
Uh-huh.
He asked for a Daniels jersey after we were like a no Commander's gear household. My daughter's got her Commander's cheerleader outfit now, and they're like all getting in on it. So yeah, so they wanted like a family involved in the fashion show, I guess. So my kids will be, I don't know how it's going to work, if they walk or if they stand there or if they talk or what they do. But they'll be in a fashion show for the Commander's gear that they have.
First of all, unbelievable. Second of all, I have so many questions.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, there are... Listen, your kids are wonderful. I love your kids.
Thank you.
There's so many kids, though. Like, there are a lot of kids that probably have, like, a Jaden Daniels t-shirt or something. The idea was, you know what we should do? We should go get these Paulson kids.
Well,
I love that.
I mean, I don't know how many segments you've booked before, but it's not always easy to find kind of thing. That's number one.
I haven't booked many segments, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I think basically they just heard me say that he had a jersey, and like we're one of the represent the people that are buying gear, I guess. I don't really know. So, yeah, they're going to be in
a fashion show. There's a fashion show tomorrow, and your kids are in it.
Commander's fashion show, man. Times are
a change. You think like with like music, with like a...
That I don't know. I can't help you with that. I'm guessing it's less actual fashion show and more skits and bits on TV.
More like they're talking and then like cuts to the kids that are probably like right. A little bit shy because there's bright lights and stuff.
Recently purchased Commander's gear. Like my son's in a Jaden Daniels jersey.
Fashion show though. He's got to do the web bit. He's got to web the camera.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So for behind the scenes, if people don't know,
he's shy though.
I know, but like you, if like somehow you got to get it out of him, where it's like This is how you cure the shyness. Because Grant's boy Truman loves some Spidey, and the shtick whenever he sees us, whether it's on FaceTime or in person, he webs me. He pretends to web Darius, and he webs the hell out of Ryan.
He really webs Ryan.
It's like he's Spider-Man. He's like web. It just shoots the web. Now there's no actual web. But, like, the act of shooting the web would be a great bit.
He is Spidey. I'll try to get him to figure that out.
Yeah. Shoot that camera with the web.
Wacky bits all around.
Love it.
The Beltway Blitz comes your way next. We'll give away those Capitals tickets right here on The Fan. Austin Eckler today at 5 o'clock on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.